Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Republican, you could be stupid and be a Republican.
We're heading back.
Or a Democrat.
You're listening to Senior. We're back. Okay, to
how we are.
We're back. Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM. And we're having, honestly, this is a tremendous conversation going around the table. But I want to go back, not go back. I want to start with Alan. And you had mentioned a race to the bottom. But I don't want to touch on that. John said earlier, as opposed to saying this person's getting $15, and so the EMT guy, you know, how come the kid's getting $15. The EMT guy should be getting more. Everybody should get raised. That's the way I interpret it. Not like go to the lowest hanging fruit and say everybody should be down there.
Right.
You're a success story. You've worked hard, 100%. You're a union guy.
Yes.
And you're the epitome of what can happen if you're a dedicated union person. Just give me, you know, I know it's a personal sharing, but you know, your feelings.
So I got into the Glazers Union when I was just before my 19th birthday. I went to college for a year after high school. I didn't really know why I was there. It was just, that's what you did after high school, you know? That's what our generation was told.
I'm just going to interrupt you. That's the point. Right. After a year, you said, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You don't have to be there for 4 years and waste 4 years of your money and your parents' money.
And I mean, go in debt.
Most of my friends owe $50,000, $100,000. My fiance owes over $100,000, and, you know.
Are you going to marry her?
I know.
I think we got to talk.
After a year of college, I started my apprenticeship with the Glaziers.
Let me interrupt that. How did you get involved with that? How did, you know, like you started your apprenticeship. A lot of people, I think, would like to be able to start an apprenticeship, but they have no idea how'd you get into it?
So I had, my brother-in-law is a glazier, and he had told me the recruitment's coming up to start my apprenticeship. You know, so I had to wait online overnight at the apprentice school in Long Island City.
I did that too.
Yeah.
And 24 hours just to write a letter to get in.
Fill out an application.
I'm going to just interrupt you. That's not because of your brother-in-law. Anybody can get on that line.
Right. I want to make sure he knew when the date was. Yes.
And the next part of it is, how do you find out where these lines are? But anyhow, we can.
Right. We'll get there.
Well, now that's all online, and it should be more. Visible.
It's our job as union people to put it out there, right? It's. I mean, yeah. If you go on the Department of Labor's website, New York State Department of Labor, you could find every single apprenticeship
that's coming up.
That's coming up.
Okay.
That's coming up. I believe we have one coming up in September.
What was that one again? The website.
New York State DOL. I don't know if it's org or .com, but
I can look that part up.
And you go to the apprenticeship section, and it'll show all the trades and when the apprenticeship recruitments are.
Yeah, I mean, I actually know some young people who could take.
That's it. Anybody listening, you just call 311 because any information you give goes to the 311 North Hempstead site. So somebody says, "I heard him give out an address. What is it?" You call 311, we'll give it to you.
If they don't know, they'll find it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's us, even what we do in District Council 9, I know some other unions do it, other trades, you know, when we go to different BOCES, I know I speak at high schools all the time and talk about the important, you know, that you don't necessarily have to go to college. You know, we call our apprenticeship school, right? I say that's our college. We have a graduation. They're either 3, 4, or 5 year apprenticeship programs. You learn a trade that no one could ever take from you. And then I say at the end of the day, your diploma is, you know, when you're pointing at a bridge that you painted, when you're looking at a building that you helped construct, that's the pride that you have.
Right.
That's your essentially your college diploma.
Okay.
And you know, and like I said, it's on us to spread the word, to tell folks how to get into these apprenticeship programs, and then educating, you know, even kids in high school that don't want to go to college. There's a couple programs like Helmets to Hard Hats for veterans. So if you're a veteran coming home, you know, Helmets to Hard Hats facilitates you getting into a trade. Non-traditional employment for women is another pre-apprenticeship program that you know, again, for women that want to become into the unionized construction industry. And then like a program like I came through called Construction Skills 2000, which goes to high schools and tries to recruit kids that don't necessarily want to go to college.
Okay.
And Otto, you asked about how do people monitor this on where to get the opportunities, and I just want to interject quickly. If you monitor the New York State Department of Labor website, click on Jobs Express. You can literally down to Long Island Region. You can use search words like apprentice recruitment, and you will find. So if you monitor those sites, and I would say on a daily basis, because all the labor unions, that's the first place that they list, or one of the, that's where the listing goes out first, about 30 or 60 days before they're going to take apprentices. It's listed on the DOL website so that people know what's coming up. We, of course, are going to always try to help email blast that out. We do that now from my office to the churches in Hempstead, and to we have an email list that we're building where we send it out. Workforce development agencies and boards, Hempstead Works, and the one-stops in Suffolk County can all help you monitor these things so that you find out where these opportunities come from.
That's good stuff.
We're going to go back down. I'm making a statement before we go to you.
Sure.
You had mentioned a degree, and I'm just going to bring John up just to make a comment that John said you only went through high school, and here you are, the commissioner of one of the largest workforces in the country. Basically, it really is. I mean, Nassau County is huge, and what better degree is there? So if somebody can walk around with their degree and not have a job, I don't mean it the way it sounds, you're a high school guy, and there's nothing wrong with that. And for anybody who says it is, look where you are today. I mean, you worked hard.
That's what the union gave me. If you told me that I was going to be a political guy even 10 years ago, I would have thought you were totally out of your mind. And most of the people who know me would have told you the same thing.
Get out of his way.
But my life took a different path. And because of the union, and people saw in me, my ex-business manager, Terry Moore, saw the political director job in me that I had no idea. So I was a fast studied. I was mentored by an ironworker named Mickey Brennan, who was the political director in Washington, and he kind of mentored me on how day-to-day politics works. And if you think an education matters a lot in politics, you should study up on a man named Plunkett, who was part of Tammany Hall way back when, because I believe his name was George Plunkett, if I'm not mistaken. But he had about a third grade education, and he was one of the best politicians of his time in the Tammany Hall days. It's a very short read, and another union leader gave it to me. The Professional Staff Congress president at the time had copies of that in his office, and when he met me, he gave it to me, and I read it. And it was intriguing and very interesting, but. Just because you only have a high school education has nothing to do with your IQ level or why you ended up where you ended up.
100%.
I have a brother who's called an Irish twin, 51 weeks, and me and him would go back and forth. And he got a doctorate of English and was a high school teacher in Oceanside High School, and one time saying I was just a dopey iron worker in front of my mother. My mother I was a bit of the prodigal son, so you couldn't say much in front of my mother without her coming at you about me. And she looked at him and said, oh, you think you're smarter than him? We have the tests from back when you guys were in high school together. And his IQ is the exact same as yours, so maybe you're the dopey one who thinks he's not. So it's just a matter of, you know, a high school diploma, the trades. People are people, and they excel at all different kinds of things, and you never know where you're going to go. My plan was to tie iron for 30, 35 years and go retire, and my plan didn't work. So they say, how do you make God laugh? Make a plan? Well, that applies to me wholeheartedly. There was a whole lot of things I was never going to do that have happened.
I'm sorry, but this is a whole subject for another show, I think, which is...
They might come every other week.
Well, no, I'm saying I have a lot of pet phrases, like, you know, people say, oh, he's really smart. I say, well, why is he really smart? Well, he went to Harvard or whatever. I say, well, I don't think he's that smart. I've never heard him contribute anything, any good ideas or whatever. And I have this phrase, applied knowledge is power. You could be the smartest book person on the planet, but if you don't apply that knowledge to something, what the hell is the point?
I'm agreeing.
You know?
Absolutely. Alan's applying. Alan.
Yes.
He's applying.
Alan's now going to get to answer the question.
He's applying. But he knows the way this goes.
We asked him 15 minutes ago.
No, but that's the important story. So go ahead. So, you're marrying somebody in debt. That's the only thing I remember.
Right. So I waited online, started my apprenticeship. It was a 4-year apprenticeship to become a glazier. You know, I was able to purchase a home at 25 years old in Nassau County. I don't know many other people that can say that. And that's due to the union wages and a good, steady job. I have a retirement, you know, plan, and we have an annuity, pension. I've had medical, obviously, throughout. So, you know, I didn't rack up college debt along the way. I've since gone back at night to Nassau Community College and gotten the 2-year degree, paid as I went. So, you know, I instead of racking up, you know, debt, I was able to earn a living and establish myself, purchase a home, and decided I wanted to get my degree anyway. So I was still able to do that, you know. So, and again, we were never taught in high school that these options existed. Just
right.
The college fair came. We all, you know, scattered around to the different booths, figured out what college to go to. And, you know, in the long run, most of my good friends from high school, after college, contacted me. Hey, how do I get into one of these unions? Right. You know, that's the truth. So.
Well, actually, Peter and I are financial advisors.
Yeah.
And the person who has it the best is 30 or 40 years in a union, comes out, has a 401k, has a pension, yep. has some medical, etc. And then you can take another person who was the big shot and look down on you saying, oh, he's going to be, you know,
right.
a plumber, an electrician, a glazier, whatever you're going to be. I'm going to be this business guy and have my degrees and have my master's. And then all of a sudden it's like,
right.
what do you have?
Never
you're
put anything aside.
Nothing.
But yeah. a good point to that, too, is the difference, again, not to beat it to death, is the difference between union and non-union opportunities.
100%.
With his union is giving not just a wage, but a fair, livable wage and
right,
opportunity.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
If he's working non-union, he may probably would have not have had that house.
My life would be completely different.
Yes.
I can't imagine. So, you yeah. know, I was fortunate where I got in the union at a young age. Not everybody is aware of these opportunities. And now that I'm on staff as an organizer, you know, that's what we do. We try to educate and organize the unorganized. So,
wait, I'm just curious. Where do you do? Is that Long Island, the five boroughs, everywhere?
I work primarily in Manhattan, but yes, okay. our jurisdiction is from Montauk to Albany, basically, okay. And beyond that, actually. So,
and non-union in general is just a paycheck. There is no benefits. There
right.
is no pension. There's
For
no
the
medical.
Part.
You're just getting $20, $50,
yep.
whatever they're going to give you an hour
yeah.
to get a job done.
No matter how dangerous.
Right, you go home, working. You go home.
So
yeah.
if I'm working in this building and there's a non-union job across the street, two painters, it could be two different kinds of, you know, of pay.
Right, right.
You know, medical, pension, everything else. So.
Okay.
And as we discussed earlier, some of these jobs are very dangerous. And you're getting $20 an hour, no benefits, and... You don't know if you're going
to
home
die
this,
is
right.
pretty significant. When you go through some of these numbers,
you don't know if you're going to get home at the end of the day to your family, and to get $15, $20 an hour is just. And a lot of people don't realize too. These non-union employers, a lot of times they bid the job, and you know, at union rates. You know, the bids are comparable, but they're just not trickling it down to the workers. You know, they're still bidding it. Let's say $40 an hour is their labor cost.
Okay.
And
actually, we're going to take a break, but that, I'm interrupting you versus Peter this time.
Yeah.
but I want to touch on that. That's important. When you bid a job a certain way and you're doing it another.
Right.
You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.